This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Thursday, September 11th. Let's get to the news. First of all, this just in, ECW ratings 1.3. Not a lot to read into this. ECW ratings are usually in that 1.2, 1.5 range. This is kind of right in that range. Raw ratings were down a little bit this week from what you would hope and expect. And as a result, you would have thought ECW ratings would be on the low end. But they were, you know, 1.3 is a solid rating. Maybe a little disappointing because it's a first show with Matt Hardy as world champion. You would think if he had great fan support, people might have gone a little more out of their way to be there for him, to see him inaugurated, so to speak. With Raw down to a 3.0 rating, which is one of the lowest ratings in many, 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 many years for the second episode in September, like a dozen years. For ECW not to follow and go down to that 1.2 or 1.1 range, I guess is a small victory, if you're looking for small victories. Ric Flair and his personal life is probably the top story of the week in a lot of circles right now. Flair was written up for and charged for, I guess, an incident with his daughter and an issue with her boyfriend that where police were called. Ashley actually was arrested and charged with assault on a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest. A taser gun was used on her during the incident. Ric Flair was present for the commotion. I shouldn't say he was written up, but he was written about in the media for being there during the commotion. Ashley has since said that things have been worked out with her and her boyfriend, and things are fine again. But it's just another example of a trend of Flair having issues in his personal life. And you know, Bruce Mitchell and I have talked a lot about this in the Bruce Mitchell audio show. We followed Flair's career over the years. Nobody has followed it closer than Bruce Mitchell himself. Jim Ross wrote about it in his blog today, and I think it's a pretty telling and maybe even somewhat ominous commentary by Ross. And by the way, as a sidebar, we are really lucky to have Jim Ross writing this blog regularly. I mean, there are things we can give him a hard time about, and I know maybe Ross's feelings were a little hurt by what Mark Warzeka wrote about him and spoofing him and joking about how his barbecue food will kill you. And you know, there's some Rossisms that certainly are patterns that you can pick up when there's certain code language for certain things that Ross writes. And I think it probably improved Ross's blog that he read Warzeka's thread, because I think it freshened things up a little bit and broke through maybe some of the cliches Ross was writing. This was not a day for cliches. Here's what he said about Flair, or an excerpt of it. And unlike him, when he references a torch, I will plug his URL, which is jrsbarbq.com, jrsbarbq.com. He said, "The incidents of the past few days have troubled me. Seeing my dear friend with a nasty black eye as a result of a still somewhat unexplained incident involving his youngest daughter and allegedly her boyfriend. Bad publicity soon followed the incident that included Rick's own daughter getting tasered by the police. This is not a good deal any way one slices it. Yeah, it might be great cannon fodder for a reality show, but is that a good thing? Perhaps Nate should ask the Hulkster about that one. I desperately want Ric Flair to be happy and successful. He deserves as much. I wanted to call the Nate when I heard of the ordeal he went through this week, but I realized for the first time in years, that I did not have his cell number. I can't remember the last time I did not have Ric Flair's phone number. Some of Rick's other friends have said they have called but have been unable to reach him. At least they have his number. I just want the Nature Boy story to have a happy ending. The legacy of Ric Flair will endure long after many of us are gone, and just as any larger-than-life personality, the legend of the Nate will grow. Let's all think positive thoughts, and that there will be a happy ending to the amazing life of Nature Boy Ric Flair." I think it's pretty scary when you have a longtime friend of Flair publicly expressing that kind of concern for him, where he's saying, let's all think positive thoughts about a happy ending. What that implies is an unhappy ending is possible. Now, everything that Flair is going through now, including some bizarre and embarrassing recent stories I've heard that haven't gone public and frankly shouldn't, are just amplifications of what he's always been like. I mean, people joke about, you know, Flair losing his clothes in bars near closing time, dancing naked on tables and showing his ass and dropping his pants and while drinking and partying and stuff. And that's what Flair was all about. You know, I'll pay for drinks for everybody. Bar tabs on me. Well, there's a real much money and in debt. He's always lived for the moment. And I think there's something to be said for that. I mean, there's something to be learned for someone who lives for the moment and has a good time. But there's balance. And Ric Flair has not been somebody who's had balance. And, you know, there's people who save and hoard their money, and it ends up going to a trust fund for somebody who, when they turn 18, blow it on a lifestyle of partying and drugs and lavish vacations and toys that lose their value or have no value. And the person who earned that money really deserved to have a better life than they had, but they were hoarding things and living for tomorrow, and that tomorrow never came. With Flair, he's not thinking a lot about tomorrow, and that's always been a concern. The difference now, though, is he's not with a support group that can keep him in line. He doesn't have friends around him to say, "All right, Flair, all right, Rick, that's enough. That's enough. Let's go back to the hotel room." He doesn't have the structure of a schedule. And really, the ego gratification and the self-confidence boost that comes from... All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter, where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week, with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.